The state first created Pinnacle in 1915 to provide workers' compensation insurance to Colorado businesses. The company is a state agency and tax-exempt, but operates much like a private business in other respects. And Governor John Hickenlooper has made reforming it one of his top priorities. He says the current structure is flawed and created a task force to look at a deal to fully privatize it.
Clearly, there are a great many different perspectives, different interests that are in conflict. Now the question is, does nothing happen or do we find the compromises?
Governor Hickenlooper made a surprise visit to the task force meeting to hear from representatives of business, labor, nonprofits, and the insurance industry firsthand. Many gave the plan a cool response. Chris Elliott is with the Colorado Association of Home Builders, which has taken a position against the proposal.
Is there truly a compelling reason for us to engage in this? We really like the system.
Under the proposal, Colorado would get a $360 million stake in Pinnacle and would receive about $13.5 million each year in dividends. That money would pay for economic development projects and college scholarships. But any plan would need to first pass the state legislature. Republican Speaker of the House Frank McNulty says he still has a lot of questions. He echoes the concerns of many in the business community and worries privatization would create instability and cause workers' compensation insurance rates to go up.
I'm not any closer to endorsing it. It's tough to say what information would be needed at this point. The real question is, does it make sense for the policyholders? Does it make sense for the employers who are paying into the system?
Democrats are also skeptical. Pueblo Democratic Representative Sal Pace says he's not sure the deal's good for business, injured workers, or taxpayers. He says the state should get a higher stake in the new company.
With $2 billion alone in reserves, doesn't seem like the proposal on the table is really worth the privatization.
Pace says it would also be a tough sell inside the state capitol.
This is an interesting proposal because workers groups and labor are in agreement with business groups in opposition to this.
While many organizations have not yet taken a formal position, it's clear they're hesitant. Phil Hayes represents the Colorado AFL-CIO and served on the task force. He says the plan should do more to help injured workers. He says there's been no cost of living adjustment for 13 years. And he worries that workers still get punished for violating safety rules when employers don't face penalties for putting workers in unsafe situations.
We still have a system that we think is deeply flawed, and you know, it's going to be difficult for our leaders, I think, to buy into something without some more work.
A handful of task force members do support privatizing the company. Former Democratic Congressman Ray Kogozik of Pueblo says the status quo isn't working. He says the state could try to raid Pinnacle's reserves once again to help fill the budget shortfall. And he says that money should rightfully go to policyholders.
The state of Colorado right now has a heck of a fiscal problem. We're cutting higher education. We're cutting K-12. We can't maintain our highways. And in lieu of raising taxes, the people would buy them. So I just think that I commend the governor for pushing forward on this, and I think we've got a long discussion in front of us.
For his part, Governor Hickenlooper says he knew any discussion around Pinnacle would be challenging.
Well, I think we're still moving the process forward to see. I mean, I think that obviously we want to look and try and improve what the criticisms were.
Hickenlooper says if he gets pushback from Pinnacle's policyholders, he'll scrap the whole plan. And in his words, lots of good ideas aren't as good as you thought they were when you started. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.